Continuing with our short 2-minute vorts on Shvi Shal Pesach, learn Shvi Tzchus for off Klai Yisrael in the entire world. So we said in part 2 of Rav Shor Shvi Shal Pesach, we said, Bayimahu's Gematria Bitachon, the whole essence of the Yeshua coming, of Kriya Samsov coming, was because we had the faith in the Ribono Shel Olam. Says Rav Shor, where do we get the ability to trust in the Ribono Shel Olam? He says, he came from Yosef Tzadik. You know, the Pasuk tells us, Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef. Moshe Benu takes the Aron of Yosef. And we know that the Medrash tells us, Asher Yagever Asher Shom Hashem Miftacho. Great, praiseworthy is the person who trusts in Hashem. Who is this person? It's Yosef. In the middle of Egypt, when Yosef was so dark, he was just sold by his brothers. And everything, he had every reason to throw in the towel and not believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. He still believed in the Ribono Shel Olam. He still believed in the Bitachon. And because Yosef, even when he was physically dead, we were zochet to be able to have that tremendous faith in the Ribono Shel Olam, because we had the schus of the Aron Shel Yosef was with us. It was contagious to us, I should say. The emunah and the bitachon that Yosef had, it was contagious to all of Klai Yisrael for to be able to go into the Yamsuf. And that's what Rav Shor says. The Medrash even goes to further and says, Az Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael ein az el loshon bitachon. Anytime you see the word az, Oz is the lashon of bitachon, as the pasuk says in Mishlei Perakimel, Oz teilech liftoach derechecha. For us to be able to realize, you want to know why we're zoch to Kriyas Yamsuf, haya b'schus Arono Shel Yosef. We're zoch to be the Arono Shel Yosef. Not the bear Yosef, like to say in all the Shema Gedoshim, that because Yosef went l'malam in the Teva, so because he went above l'malam in the Teva, it's a beautiful fort. Because he went above nature and he didn't sin with Potiphar's wife, so too the waters also went above nature. Beautiful. But Sira of Shor says to continue on in our lessons of Amun and Bitachon, he says at the end of the day, you want to know why we're zocha to the Geula, to the salvation by Yamsuf? We're zocha because the Amun and Bitachon that we had. And where do we get that Amun and Bitachon? Because we had the Rono Shel Yosef with us. Asher Yagever, who is the Asher Yagever? Shasham Miftach Hashem, Miftachos the Yosef. But even when it's dark and we didn't look like it was going to be very hard for Yosef to be able to come out at the other side of the light of the tunnel, Yosef said, I believe in the Ribono Shel Olam, even after my brother sold me, and I'm here, I'm in the darkest palace, and I'm even in jail. Yosef still had the belief and faith, the tremendous faith in Hashem. For us to be able to realize that the schus of all the nisim in our lives are only going to come through the midah of bitachon. And the reason I'm talking about this, and the reason why I think it's important for me, is because the Rebbe of Korbin says, Hamanti ki adaber. The more you talk about Amunah, the more you'll start believing. Obviously, there are a lot of people having a lot of sfikas out there. And it's very easy to doubt. But the more we talk about Emunah, the more we start to believe it. And I think what this Rav Shor says, you want to know how we were zochah to the Kriyas Yamsuf by Yom Ahu for part 2, from the part 2, by Yom Ahu, taking one day at a time, trusting in Hashem, but also realizing we had the tzchus of Yosef, the tremendous faith that Yosef had, that rubbed off on us, and also to believe in the Ribono Shel Olam, tremendous lesson for us in Emunah, Bidach, and Hashem, to be zochah, Mr. Hashem, to all the gulas. Amish.